You're moving, little one. I thought I told you not to move when you're supposed to be keeping my tentacle warm. You're supposed to be a good little tentacle warmer, aren't you? That's right. So that means you're supposed to be as still as possible, only moving when you have permission. So, what makes you think that you deserve a say in when you get to be fucked? That's right. You don't get a say. You let me take care of everything for you because it's for the best. You are here to be my pretty little tentacle warmer, aren't you? It's good when you remember your place, little one. You're sitting on my lap because I enjoy how you feel. You're keeping my tentacle nice and warm inside your hole because I didn't want to be cold. You're sitting on my lap, impaled on my tentacle because you had an empty hole that needed filling. Now you get to feel the tip of my tendril reaching inside you and stroking that special spot while you struggle in my lap. If you keep moving like that, well, you might make my tentacle fall out, and that would just make me really, really upset. Do you want to be punished, little one? I didn't think so. That means you're going to stay nice and still on my tentacle while I continue to scroll on my phone. I know you're starting to lose focus. The only thing really registering in your brain how good it feels to be filled. But you have to stay on task. If I can't trust you to warm my tentacle, how will I know that you'll be able to handle taking it? Eventually, I will want to fuck you, but for the moment, I'm content to sit like this. You're resting on my lap as you do your job of keeping my tentacle nice and warm. It's not even a hard task. All you have to do is open your hole and let me inside. You don't even have to move. It should be easy for you, and yet it seems more difficult than when I suspend you in the air with the rest of my tendrils. Come on. I told you to stay still. Do I need to repeat myself, little one? Are you going to stop moving on your own? Then stop moving. Keep still regardless of how stretched out you're feeling. You've sat on my tentacle for longer than this before. And come on, you're not even touching yourself. All you're doing is sitting on my tentacle, keeping it warm inside your lonely hole. It was so empty before I filled it, little one. Doesn't it feel better when it's stuffed? Then you should be grateful that I decided to give you what your hungry hole needs. It was so empty and lonely. It was craving my tentacle. But now that you have it, it's not what you want. You want more. Always greedy for more, aren't you? You can't help yourself when it comes to my tentacle. You want it all day long. You're just some insatiable tentacle addict, aren't you? At least you know when to admit it. It would be hard for you to deny how good you feel when I can feel the evidence. You can't stop clenching and unclenching around me, trying to get me to move, to encourage me to fuck you? Is this your way of trying to get what you want from me, little one? Because it's working, dear. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Started moving for myself, not for you. I was getting tired of your constant squirming. It was starting to work me up. Decided it was finally time to take what is properly mine, right, dear? Yes, that's it, dear. Take my tentacle just like that. It feels good to finally have it moving inside you, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. You love the way I lift you up and down on my tentacle, using you just like I would a fleshlight, like you're nothing more than a doll for me to fuck. Oh, you're so good for me, little one. Why don't you try moving now? You don't have to be still. As long as you can take my tentacle, then I don't care what you do. Just be good and make me come. That's what you're here for, isn't it? Your hole is being used by me because that is what it's here to do. It's here to be fucked deeply by my tendril. Feeling it buried inside you, tickling against your sensitive walls as it slides in and out. Oh, yes. You should be louder than that, dear. Keep those noises coming. You wouldn't want to keep them to yourself. That would be criminal. Come on. Let me hear just how much you're enjoying bouncing on my tentacle, little one. Be loud for me. Come on. Let me hear. Oh, you're such a cute little one. Flustering as you start to moan, your voice getting a bit louder with every thrust inside. Oh, yes. Moving you up and down the length of my tentacle like you weigh nothing, dear. I can't get over how small you feel when you're wrapped in my tentacles. It's so easy to just pounce you. You weigh practically nothing to me. So small compared to me. Oh, yes. You're so dainty, little one. My delicate little dear. Moaning as you take my tentacle as deep as you can. Your whole loving every second it's stuffed. That's right. You're addicted to how my tendril feels when it's inside you. All smooth and cool. Soothing the searing heat from inside you. Oh, slick helps ease the way. Causing such lewd noises to form between our bodies. Oh, yes. Oh, you're doing such a good job of making me feel good, dear. Keep it up. Keep making me happy. It feels so good when I get to fuck you like the doll you are. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. So easy to slide up and down the length of my tentacle. So fragile, little one. Not an ounce of fear in your eyes as you continue to let me use you like you're some kind of fuck toy. You and my fleshlight have the exact same job right now. Do you think you can do it better than some cheap piece of silicone, little one? You're gonna have to prove it. Clench around me, dear. Let me feel how badly you want me to come inside you. Fuck. Oh, that's good. That's so good. Do it again, doll. Let me feel how tight you can grip me. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It feels really nice, little one. You're a good fuck toy, aren't you? Happy just to be used instead of sitting helplessly on my cock. Your own horniness growing as my tentacle flicks around inside you. Oh, fuck. This is how it would always end up, isn't it? You were always going to end up crying while impaled on my tentacle, dear. Oh, you know it's true. Your eyes welling up as you continue to take what you're given. Oh, you love this, don't you? Oh, that's a good fuck toy. Even with tears streaking down your face, you're such a good doll for me. Oh, yes. Taking your fucking so well. It feels really good, doesn't it? Oh, your pleasure continues to grow the more I play with you. My tentacle twitching inside you. Your moans becoming louder the more movement you feel. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it, little one. You can lose control. I don't know why you've bothered to hold on to it for so long. There isn't much of an expectation when it comes to dolls like yourself. Oh, you can't help yourself. You see a tentacle and all rational thought leaves your brain. Oh, yeah. Your mouth starts salivating. You feel your blood start pumping. But most importantly, you start thinking about how good it feels inside you. The way the tendril slithers up your legs, snaking around your limbs. The way it feels to be weightless as you're lifted on and off my tentacle. The same motion I would use for a toy like a fleshlight. Oh, you live for this doll, don't you? Oh, you're so good for me, dear. Oh, keep it up. You want to impress me, don't you? Oh, that's what I like to hear. It's wonderful that you're so eager to please, little one. Always willing to bend over and make me feel good. Even metaphorically. You're always ready for another tentacle, aren't you? It doesn't matter if you've just come or haven't come for a month. You're going to act just as depraved every time you see it, aren't you? Oh, fuck. That's what I thought, doll. All you care is being filled like this, to have your hole stretched as you're lifted on and off my tentacle, taking it so deeply in your hole. No, that's it. That's a good doll. Keep being an obedient fuck toy for me, and maybe I'll let you come. That would make you happy, wouldn't it, little one? Of course it would. You don't want to just be fucked. You want to come. You want to feel good too. No, that's it. That's a good doll. Taking it just like I knew you would. You're feeling so good, aren't you? My tentacles continue to bury me inside you, never relenting, only making it more difficult to catch your breath. You feel yourself unraveling for me, doll. Oh, you're all clenching around me when I didn't even ask. You're getting closer with every bounce, aren't you? Oh, fuck. How close are you, dear? Oh, that's good. I want you to get right to the edge. I know you can do it. Join me at the edge, fuck toy. This is the only thing I've asked of you today. You don't want to disappoint me when you're so close to coming. You're just about to get what you want. Don't ruin this for yourself by being stubborn. No, fuck. Get right to the edge with me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's it. That's a good doll. Keep doing that. Oh, fuck, so good. I'm so close, little one. Oh, do you want to come with me? Oh, shit. Oh, then come with me, little one. This is the only chance I'm giving you to get some relief, doll. Come with me or don't come at all. Fuck. Oh, come with me. Come with me, little one. There we are. There we go. Oh, that's a good little one. Are you feeling better? I ask because you were so desperate to be fucked and I just let you come. Are you happy that you got what you wanted, little one? Then I guess you can stay still, can't you? What? You don't think I'm pulling out just because I've come inside and we're done, right? You still have a job to do. I expect you to keep my tentacle warm, regardless of how sore or overstimulated you are right now. Don't pout. The only person you have to blame for this is yourself. You wouldn't stay still and you tried to distract me. And it worked. Now you have to suffer with your mistakes. Now you get to stay nestled on my tentacle while being sore. If you had been good for me and waited until I was ready, you would have gotten something a lot nicer. But if you're going to act like a fleshlight that needs stuffing, who am I to deny you? Stay still on my tentacle, dear. You wouldn't want to start up another round right away, would you? I didn't think so. You're gonna try to be good for me, aren't you? We'll see about that.